Good morning. It's Friday, November 19th, and it's Women's Entrepreneurship Day. Fun fact, about 85% of purchases and almost $20 trillion in global spending comes from ladies. Unfun fact, we earn about 10% of the world's income. Neutral fact, you can tweet about this day using the hashtag ChooseWomen. Feels like that hashtag is open to a lot of problematic tweets, but what do I know? I'll tell you what I know. The news! You see what I did there? Oh no! It's Friday. A group of Ohio lawmakers, I went into this laughing, but it's actually not a funny story. A group of Ohio lawmakers looked at the Texas abortion law and said, hold my tomato juice, because House Bill 480 would make abortion illegal at any stage. Now, it did take a note from the Texas bill by adding in a provision that would pretty much allow anyone to file a lawsuit against someone who, quote, engages in conduct that aids or abets the performance or inducement of an abortion for up to $10,000. Currently, abortion is legal in Ohio up to 20 weeks. Don't worry, though, it's actually worse than it seems, because not only is this abhorrent, it's a political move. On December 1st, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in the Mississippi abortion ban, which could potentially overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, some states have what's called trigger laws, which would immediately ban abortions if Roe is overturned. Ohio has Senate Bill 123, which is one of those laws. Now, the idea behind House Bill 480 is that if it passes, it would mean the trigger bill would actually pass as well because it wouldn't look as bad. Forget hashtag choose women. How about hashtag elect women? Hashtag believe women. Hashtag let women make decisions about their own bodies instead of forcing us to do something, not because you don't believe in it, but because you think it's politically advantageous to pass this stuff. In absolutely you're outside of your mind if you don't think these things are related news, Ohio House Republicans passed legislation last night that prohibits schools, colleges, and employers from requiring vaccines from employees and students. The list of exemptions includes, quote, reasons of personal conscience. Now, normally I'd try and follow this up with like lighter news because look, the truth is there is a balance to the world, right? There is good and there is bad and we balance the two out so we can do things like not cry when we're ordering coffee. But whatever, it's Friday, stay loud, this sucks. MSNBC has been banned from the Rittenhouse trial after a freelancer was cited for a traffic incident near the juror's van on Wednesday. The freelancer was stopped by police after allegedly violating a traffic signal. The judge in the Rittenhouse case, who, again, questionable moves throughout the trial, said the journalist was under the supervision of a manager at NBC News who asked him to follow the jurors. Police tweeted about it, but noted there was no breach of security and no photographs obtained. Ultimately, MSNBC will still be able to cover the trial since NBC News will still have access to video of the courtroom. And I don't know. I'm no judge or lawyer, thank goodness for the world, but there's something fishy about this judge. Whether you agree with me or not, this feels like a great time to remind you that we elect judges. And while sometimes we can do that by just choosing a name we like, maybe we should do a little research going forward. Hashtag choose women. 2 weeks ago, star Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai made sexual assault allegations against a top Communist Party official. In her social media post, she wrote that she was raped in 2018 by the vice premier of the party. And pretty quickly after that, that post was removed, her social media disappeared, and no one has heard from her in 2 weeks. On Wednesday, an email claiming to be from Shuai was sent to Steve Simon, the Women's Tennis Association chairman and CEO, and in it, she said that she is safe and resting and that the post, which alleged sexual assault, is not true. Now, for his part, Steve Simon says he doesn't believe the email was written by Shuai, and it only raises concerns about her safety. Amnesty International weighed in yesterday as well, saying the so-called statement should not be taken at face value, citing China's efforts to silence the Me Too movement. In related news, President Biden said yesterday that he is considering a diplomatic boycott on the 2022 Olympics, scheduled to take place in Beijing, as a way to hold the country accountable for its many human rights violations. Now, there's no official word on how this would work, but it could mean that no official government delegation would actually go to the Games, while athletes would still be able to compete. Yesterday, hours before the state of Oklahoma was scheduled to execute him, Julius Jones had his death sentence reduced to life without parole. Jones was scheduled for death for the 1999 shooting death of Paul Howell. Earlier this month, the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board recommended that his sentence be reduced to life with the possibility of parole. Governor Stitt, who gave the last-minute change, said that Oklahoma law does not allow the parole board to recommend a death sentence to be reduced to life with the possibility of parole. And finally, the story that I waited all day to write about and then only ended up with the story I'm about to tell you. Because it's time once again to talk about the Build Back Better bill, baby. Actually, it looks like Kevin McCarthy took up all the time I had built out for the segment. I'm sorry. After the Congressional Budget Office determined that the old Trip B will add $367 billion to the deficit over the next decade without accounting for the $400 billion in IRS enforcement that will offset it, the House decided it was ready to take a vote. So naturally, Kevin McCarthy, who I guess forgot he had a voice yesterday when Representative Paul Gosar was censured for tweeting a video of him killing fellow House Rep AOC and then post-censure retweeted the video. Yeah, that's right. That's something that he did. Anyway, Kevin McCarthy took to the floor in a speech that was so wide-ranging, rambling, and according to witnesses, genuinely bad that some House members took to heckling him. The filibuster was eliminated from the House in 1890, although in 2018, Nancy Pelosi set the record for the longest speech at 8 hours and 7 minutes in support of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. For what it's worth, and I'm not the only one that pointed this out, this is absolutely Kevin McCarthy trying to show what he'd do as Speaker of the House, which is a bummer for, well, all houses, really. All in all, the speech, which is still going on as I'm recording this, is proving to be fairly wide-ranging and genuinely lame. A GOP aide who a reporter reached out to for comment wrote back that they were watching the Great British Baking Show. People left, actually. Hardly anyone is in there watching his speech happen right now. This is also a great reminder that we're all heroes in our own story. This speech is simply performative. The House will pass the Trip B tomorrow. It'll fail on the Senate floor. I will do an episode of this show telling you what a Senate parliamentarian does, and then we'll see what happens. All this to lower drug prices and give some paid family leave. Very cool priorities. Whatever. Anyway, by the time you're listening to this, the new Adele album will be out, and hopefully Kevin McCarthy will be done talking. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. Have a great everything. I'm so proud of you.